You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Frank Isola, in for Mike Wilbon, who's taking the day off.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. He deserves it. He's had a tough two-day week. Come on.
He's out ready playing for a big golf. Football game. Yeah, you're
no,
right.
No, I mean, he's going to say I'm on assignment, and the assignment is a 12:23 tee time, West Coast time, right? I mean, who is kidding who about this?
Or he's
we
scouting
are not
Northwest.
Kidding each other about this.
No.
Yes, which they need in Arizona, I'm sure. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Rockets have issues. Chris Paul may have a new team, and Steve Cohen wants a title. But we begin today with the Masters, which begins tomorrow for the first time ever in November. The azaleas will be replaced by fall foliage, and the weather report is calling for a lot of rain, at least tomorrow. Frank, Bryson DeChambeau is the betting favorite. Is he yours?
You know, I can tell you're excited for this weekend. He had a little Masters golf in November. We're not used to it. I want to see him win. To me, he's become the biggest story in golf. I love his arrogance, his confidence. He's a little cocky. But I don't think he should be the favorite. He's been to the Masters three times. His finishes were 38, 39, and then before he turned pro, he finished 21st. I get it. He hits the ball long off the tee. But Augusta, yeah, at heart is a golf course that's really set up for your second shot. That's where he struggles. He struggles with putts. I want to see him win it. I don't think he should be the favorite.
So let me take these things one at a time. I am very interested in DeChambeau as well. He is the most unique and interesting guy in all of golf right now. I'd like to see if he throws a bunch of 64s out there, considering he says for him it's a par 67. And if he wins it, I want to know if he'll be celebrated or be condemned for the way he plays golf. There is the possibility that with the rain tomorrow, it turns Augusta into a long, soft course.
Yep.
Some people tell me that that's not great for big hitters because they don't get the roll they're used to and their second shots are not as close as they are used to. That, in fact, and it sounds counterintuitive, Frank, that it might be good for shorter, straighter hitters who know that they have to play from a long way out anyway and lay up and maybe they win that way. But I am interested, totally interested in DeChambeau, who, you know, when other people are under the radar, everybody's under the radar. He is the radar. He's the radar right now.
All right, but how about the fact he's played 12 rounds there? He's only broken 70 one time. I think that's something you have to consider. And then what about Dustin Johnson? You know, for me, he's like the Atlanta Braves of the golf tour. He's won one time. He always seems to be close. He was second at the PGA. He won the FedEx Cup. He finished second last week in Houston. That's the guy that I think maybe will break through this weekend.
So you then agree with Steve Sands of the Golf Channel, who I had on the podcast today. He is picking Dustin Johnson. In terms of DeChambeau and second shots and putting and all that, he won Wingfoot with second shots and putting because he was in a rough all the time. That's how he won it. If he putts like, you got to putt to win. If he putts like that, he can win it. Sands pointed out to me that Rory McIlroy, who has had so much heartache in Augusta specifically, that Rory McIlroy has won all of his majors on long, soft courses. I would almost like to see him win, to take away that chapter of all the heartbreak that he's had in Augusta, in the water, going left, all that stuff. So we'll see.
What about Brooks Koepka? Last year, tied for second, but he's been bothered by knee and hip issues. You give him any chance this weekend?
Oh, everybody who's played there before and has done relatively well has a chance. Tiger won last year, having not won in so long. Tiger had this glorious win. Tiger can win. The people that play Augusta a lot know what they're doing. I'm really excited for it. Really am.
It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, the Houston Rockets may have a problem. Russell Westbrook and James Harden are reportedly concerned that the team's window to win a title is closing. The organization fears they may want out. Both players reportedly approved of the hiring of new head coach Steven Silas following the departure of Mike D'Antoni. And Daryl Morey's replacement as GM, Rafael Stone, said last week that the team is totally committed to winning the title. So, Tony, are Westbrook and Harden right to be concerned about the team's future?
This is such a great story. These two guys will make $81 million this year. That's right, $81 million this year. Harden helped bring Westbrook to that team because they were on Oklahoma City. Okay, these two guys, $81 million. Just refresh my memory. How many rings do they have together? Because I think it's zero.
Zero.
Zero at this point. Okay, so if you are with the Nets, and you have to listen to Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving talk about what's wrong with the team. At least when you look on their hands, they have rings. Westbrook and Harden have none. They lose every single year in the playoffs. They got none, and they're upset and they want to go elsewhere. My advice would be have a nice day. Go elsewhere.
You know, I feel badly for Steven Silas. We talk all the times about giving assistant coaches a chance. Here's a guy that's waited about 20 years. He's put in his time. He gets the job, and now these stories come out. I'd love to see a story from the owner, the GM, and the coach saying they're concerned about the direction of the franchise because of guys like Harden and Westbrook. They're going to make a combined $262 million, Tony, over the next 3 years. And to your point, to me, the window has closed for the Rockets. If I'm them, try to trade now. Could you do something where maybe you trade Harden to Philadelphia for Ben Simmons? You'd be picking up 7 years. Sure. Simmons is only 24 years old. And then, you know, we know that Morey is in a win-now situation. Westbrook maybe to the Clippers. I think the Knicks would take him. If I'm the Rockets, start rebuilding now. That's the way you do it.
See, it's not like they don't get in the playoffs every year and lose every year, right? They lose every year.
And yeah, exactly. They made it to a conference finals, but I think that window, as we said, it's closing. Get out now before you have to pay them all that money.
Staying in the NBA and taking point guards who don't win for $800, it's being reported that Chris Paul may be heading to Phoenix. The Suns are actively pursuing Paul, who spent last season in Oklahoma City and has 2 years and $85 million left on that deal. Frank, what would Chris Paul do for the Suns?
Okay, I just want to warn you. If this trade does happen, you do realize you'll never see Michael Wilbon out of the state of Arizona. He will be there 365 days.
Wait, Chris Paul.
You do get that.
No, I've made notes on that. We are going to have to talk, when he moves to Arizona, we're going to have to talk about the Diamondbacks and the Coyotes. I don't know a single player on either of those teams. And every single day we will have to talk about Chris Paul and Kyler Murray, even if we're not talking about Chris Paul and Kyler Murray, in the way that every time he talks about Arizona, now he mentions Larry Fitzgerald, who at least I like. At least I like Larry Fitzgerald. So, yes, I'm aware of this. Yes, please go ahead.
I'll tell you what, though. If I'm Phoenix, I want to do this deal. I haven't made the playoffs for 10 straight years. Chris Paul, I get it. He hasn't won a championship, hasn't been to a finals. He's been to the playoffs the last 10 years. Think about what he did in Oklahoma City. You take a young team. He's a leader. He builds the culture there. Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, good young players. They won their final 8 games last year in the bubble. They still didn't make the playoffs. If I'm them, I make the move for Chris Paul. Try to take that next step if you're the Phoenix Suns.
So I got to ask you about Chris Paul because I thought this year at Oklahoma City, he was terrific. To me, he was an MVP at Oklahoma City. But I've been slamming him for a long time because all I ever heard was I knew that he didn't win. And all I ever heard was that teammates didn't particularly like him because he was that bossy. Friends of mine who I like a lot say I'm dead wrong on Chris Paul. Am I dead wrong on Chris Paul?
I'll take it from you.
He's a
terrific guy, number one. But I think he's the kind of player, he's nasty on the court. He's nasty with officials, his teammates, because he's trying to get the best out of them. And that's what he does. And isn't it interesting? Two off seasons ago, all we talked about with Chris Paul was you want to stay away from that contract at all costs. Now it's all these young teams. Oklahoma City, it worked out with them, and now the Phoenix Suns are thinking about making a similar move. I think it'd be smart if they did it.
The only thing I worry about, let me just interrupt for a second. I look at the West. I see the Lakers. I see the Clippers. I see the Nuggets. I think I see the Mavericks coming up. I'm just not certain that Chris Paul has the impact that, say, Anthony Davis did on the Lakers.
But Tony, at some point, if you're Phoenix, you've missed the playoffs for 10 straight years. You have to make some kind of move, and he'll be the kind of leader that they need. And I think he'll, demand accountability, and I think he'll be good. All right, let's move to baseball, where the new owner has met fans feeling hopeful. Billionaire Steve Cohen told the media yesterday that he bought the team for the fans and wants to make millions of people happy. Isn't that a good thing? He said he wants to hire the best and the brightest. So, Tony, maybe you'll be the manager, that he'll pursue free agents and build the farm system, that he's not in this to be mediocre, but to be great, and that he'll, quote, be slightly disappointed if the team doesn't win a World Series in the next 3 to 5 years. Tony, do you have confidence in Steve Cohen's confidence?
So I read much of what he said. I didn't find it obnoxious. I found it reasonable. He said he would build up the team, the farm system, everything that you said. It sounded at times to me like what David Tepper said when he took over the Carolina Panthers. And that how, you know, it felt like, I'm smarter than you, and I'm ahead of the curve.
Yeah, there's a little of that.
And I thought David Tepper was a little bit of a blowhard. Now I look at the Carolina Panthers, and their record isn't good, but I actually think they are going absolutely in the right direction. So I will say that as somebody who rooted for the Mets as a kid, that's the team of my youth. I'm going to wish this guy a lot of success. Frank, they haven't had any money for a while. He has money. He's willing to spend the money. I think that's important.
You just said it. He has his own money. After what happened with the Bernie Madoff situation, that was the problem for the Mets.
Yeah.
And Tony, they operated like a small market team. You're in the same city as the Yankees. You got, you know, Boston up the road. You play them when you know, interleague. You got the Chicago Cubs, the Dodgers acting like big market teams. And you pursue and you don't go after enough free agents. Do you realize, think about this, Tony. Since winning the World Series 36 years ago, they've made the playoffs 6 times. And that's with expanded playoffs. This is the New York Mets we're talking about. It's just unacceptable. And you know how it is. This is an organization built on pitching. I get all that. They need to go out and make big moves, but it also starts with rebuilding the farm system.
So let me just speak on Steve Cohen, because the last time you were on, you caught me on Sue Bird from Syosset High School. I'm not going to let you catch me again. He went to Great Neck North High School. I am familiar with Great Neck North High School. He said that he was a fan as a kid and he saw them in the Polo Grounds. And they were in the Polo Grounds for 62 and 63 when Ed Cranepool was a rookie. And maybe I saw him there too. Plus he went to Penn and my kid went to Penn. So I'm all in with this guy at this point. I'm in with this guy.
You're one of the best and the brightest that he wants. He's going to call you.
Coming up is Bucks coach Bruce Arians being too tough on Tom Brady.
Maybe. And Kevin Cash made the most criticized move of the postseason. So what's the word for him winning AL Manager of the Year? So you're into the owner.
I just didn't want you to catch me on Long Island high schools again. I didn't want you to say, oh, by the way, he went to Great Neck North.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Time to have some words with Frank, and what's the word was first.
Tom Brady should tell Bruce Arians to blank.
To buzz off. And the reason I say that is because I can actually say buzz on television. All right? The first time that they lose to New Orleans, he says Brady has no grit. This next time they lose to New Orleans, he says, he threw some bad passes, and he should have targeted Mike Evans more. If I were Bruce Arians, maybe I'd be more concerned with my defense against New Orleans because they've given up, let me get this straight, 34 and 38. They've been drilled. Maybe my defensive coordinator has no grit. I don't really get this. He's not Bill Belichick. They don't have a long-standing relationship. I mean, if you don't like him, put in Blaine Gabbert and let me know how that works out.
You know, I'm going to steal a word from Aaron Rodgers. Relax. That's what I would tell Bruce Arians. And you're right, Tony. You want to say something after the first game of the season to kind of establish a tone for the entire team. This was a game, you throw that game away. No one played well. And, you know, you're Bruce Arians. You're going to keep going after Tom Brady. That would be like me constantly going after you, how to run this show. At some point, you got to back off a little bit. Tom Brady has the rings. He'll figure it out somehow.
So, in other words, you're admitting to people that you go after me all the time, but not in public. I like that.
True.
What's next?
True.
Kevin Cash of the Rays makes a blank American League Manager of the Year.
Proper. This guy had the best record in the American League. This guy got to the World Series. He got there with the 28th highest payroll out of 30. He beat the Yankees. He beat the Astros. Much richer teams. Like, I get it. He took out Snell, and it didn't work out. But he did that 20 times during the year, and it did work out. He understands his team. People that just look at that and they kill him, they're just stupid. It's an anti-intellectual position. He is a deserving manager of the year in the American League.
I know you want an NBA analogy, so I'm going to say it's Giannis, because it's the same thing what happened in the NBA. When Giannis won MVP, everyone looked at LeBron and said, well, LeBron's a better player, and he's still playing. It's a regular season award. But here's the thing, Tony. Come on now. Is that one of the worst moves you've ever seen? And I know they do analytics, but at some point you want your manager to trust their instincts. He never should have taken Blake Snell out of that game. Never.
I'll tell you who also deserved it in the National League, Don Mattingly. He took
Donnie
guys
baseball.
Off the street and made the playoffs. He definitely deserved
right.
it. Eat thine words, Frank. Thine. It's such a great word. Let's take one last break. Still to come, the SEC scrubs yet another game, and so does the Big Ten.
I'm not going after you. And Drew Holiday has a suitor. Would the new team be a good fit?
Oh, I thought you said he had a scooter. A scooter, not a suitor. I didn't realize
well,
that.
Well, he's on the
suitor.
Suitor
reminds me
fun.
Of Ulysses, of course.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 50th birthday tomorrow, Tanya Harding. It is impossible to mention Tanya Harding without mentioning Nancy Kerrigan. They were bitter rivals in figure skating, each a champion and each the biggest threat to the other for Olympic gold. The plot thickened because Harding's ex-husband and a pal cooked up a scheme to kneecap Kerrigan to keep her out of the Olympics. Kerrigan, who sobbed why, got the sympathy, and Harding got the disdain. They were teammates in the Winter Olympics in 1994, and the drama of their relationship overshadowed the entire games. On a personal note, I wrote about Harding and Kerrigan every day from Lillehammer. Every day. I even wrote a song about them. As the great editor Ben Bradley said, quote, nothing but readers. Harding finished up the track in the finals, which got unbelievably high ratings. Kerrigan finished second. The gold went to little-known Oksana Baiul. Harding tried boxing some time after that. She once said she wanted to be the bantamweight champion of the world. There was a terrific movie a few years back, I, Tanya. Stop watching us. Go watch that movie.
And in a few minutes, watch it. You know, you were there. Those of us back in the States, we were reading everything. We were eating it all. Remember how big that of a story that was? That wasn't Dorothy Hamill. This brought, you know, figure skating on a different level. It was like the Oakland Raiders of figure skating, this story. It was crazy.
Absolutely. I mean, people actually thought that they might go after each other in the practice ring. Happy anniversary, right. Dirk Nowitzki. On this day 6 years ago, Nowitzki passed Hakeem Olajuwon to become the top international scorer in NBA history. Nowitzki ended his career with 31,560 points. That's sixth all-time. Those points were accumulated over 21 seasons, all with the Dallas Mavericks. Nowitzki was the MVP once. A few years later, he was on a championship team. 9 out of 10 people would say Dirk Nowitzki is the greatest NBA player not born and raised in the United States. But here comes Luka Doncic, who has stepped into Nowitzki's shoes in Dallas and is stepping over his numbers. We're a long way from 21 seasons, but in his first two, Nowitzki averaged 14.1 points per game and scored 1,820 points. Doncic has 3,285 points in two seasons. He's averaging 24.7, and he's only 21 years old. Nowitzki developed into an unstoppable offensive player. Doncic is different, he's a point guard, but the comparison is obvious, isn't it, Frank?
It really is. Dirk was a classy guy. He's a legend, but Doncic really has a chance to be special. Got a little Magic Johnson in him. His size, his ability to be a playmaker, he's going to have a great career ahead of him.
Yeah, and he doesn't only look for the shot. He passes great.
Nope,
happy
that's right.
Trails to this weekend's Georgia-Missouri game. This game has been postponed due to a combination of positive tests, contact tracing, and subsequent quarantine in the Missouri program. This is the fourth SEC game to be postponed this week. Alabama, LSU, Texas A&M, Tennessee, and Auburn, Mississippi State have also been postponed. At the moment, only three SEC games will be played as scheduled. Saturday's Pac-12 game between Cal and Arizona State is in jeopardy because several Cal players, including their entire defensive line, remain in quarantine due to contact tracing related to one positive test on the Cal roster. If this game is canceled, it'll be the second straight Cal game to be lost. This is college football, people, not the NFL. In college football, conferences, states, and cities all have different protocols. In the NFL, there is one coherent policy.
All right, you left one out. Maryland coming off of a big win against Penn State. Their game against Ohio State is off. Eight players on the Terps, at least eight, have tested positive. But where is this going to leave Ohio State? Can you guarantee me they'll be in the Big Ten championship game?
Here's what I can guarantee you. The Big Ten will change its rules to accommodate Ohio State being in the college playoffs. The Big Ten's rule now is you got to play six. If you don't play six, you're not in. No. If Ohio State goes down to five, suddenly there'll be an emergency meeting because you don't want to miss that, Frank. Don't you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I know Wilbon's going to get upset. He's going to want to see Northwestern in there. But I think Ohio State will be undefeated. They'll be in that game, 100%.
That's what I think. Let's go to the big finish. The Oklahoma City Thunder is promoting Mark Daigneault, hope I got that pronunciation right, because I don't know him, to be their new head coach. You know the NBA. Do you like that move?
You know, the word was they were always going to hire from within. He was their G League coach. By the way, he got his start as a manager on UConn under Jim Calhoun. All right, the Cy Young winners will be announced tonight. Who you got, Tony?
I got Trevor Bauer and either Justin Bieber or Shane Bieber, one of the Biebers. The Knicks shut down their facility after three positive tests. Are you concerned?
Oh, the Knicks need practice. I think Tom Thibodeau was probably in the parking lot still running a practice outdoors. Mark Stein reports that the Hawks have emerged as a potential trade destination for Jrue Holiday. Does that make sense?
Take some pressure off Trae Young in the way that Chris Paul would take some pressure off Devin Booker. It does make sense in that regard. Last one, action tonight. Three games. Go ahead, pick one quick.
I'm going to go Western Michigan over Toledo. You can watch it here.
Okay. Out of time. Try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Frank Isola. PTI is off until Monday because of the Masters, so you can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
PTI.